is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And a very good morning to you here. It is News Radio KMAN's In Focus. We have joining us on the program today, Jamie Morris Hardiman, Executive Director with Thrive the Flint Hills. Appreciate you being here today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
She is on with us today to talk about an upcoming event here in the month of August. We had Thrive on a couple months ago here to discuss their mission in the area. The event, though, it has to do with a bike ride coming up in August.
It does. So this will be our second annual Thrive in the Heat bicycle tour on August the 17th, so Saturday the 17th of August. It has multiple rides to it. So if you're a very serious cyclist like my husband who likes to go out and ride, you know, 60 miles for fun, we have that option. But we also have some fun family rides that are just 15 or 30 miles long. So some different options for people depending on how much you like to ride your bicycle.
What is the mission of this Thrive in the Heat bike ride?
Well, raising funds. This is our biggest fundraiser that we have for the year so that we can operate our Thrive program. Thrive is here to try to reduce poverty in our community, to try to provide resources for individuals who are struggling financially, be that social connections or skills that they need to learn about budgeting, just a variety of different things we try to do to reduce poverty in Manhattan.
Really, it's a cycle sometimes for a lot of people, isn't it?
It is, and it's hard to get out of it. Once you've gotten into a trap of not having enough funds and taking loans maybe that are difficult to pay back, it's really hard to get out of that sometimes. And so what we found is social support is really the key. Having people there that can help encourage you but also provide connections is incredibly important. And so that's one of the biggest pieces of what we do at Thrive.
As far as the route goes here for this bike ride, where will it stop, where will it finish, and points along the way?
Okay, awesome. We start at Long's Park and end at Long's Park. So okay, we're starting here and ending in Manhattan. The short rides go out toward Ashland Community Center and McDowell Creek Community Center. And so heading out into the Flint Hills, very beautiful route there. The long ride starts toward Ogden, so heads out toward Ogden and then heads south, curves around and comes back up through McDowell and Ashland. So again, another beautiful ride through the Flint Hills. For people who aren't from our area, I think they're often surprised at how hilly it is and truly how beautiful it is when they get a chance to ride. We attracted last year riders from all over the state, and so it's really fun to see people come and do this ride, not just from the Manhattan area, but bringing in people from all over Kansas.
Now, does this go on rain or shine here?
It does. If it's lightning, I'm assuming we won't ride. But yes, some of those bikers are serious, and they're going to ride no matter what the weather is. And so, yeah, we definitely will continue to go rain or shine.
The event last year, how successful was it?
It was great for the first year. We had about 75 riders, which was awesome. 100 was my goal. So we'll hope for that this year that we can hit that. But we had 75 people who came out and rode various lengths. We do provide a meal afterward, and lots of good snacks along the way. There's 5 stops for the long route where you get to stop and have homemade cookies. Everybody loves that part. That's one of the favorites is the homemade cookies. But healthy snacks as well, fruit, things that are donated from East Side and West Side markets. Just a lot of people who help us to support this ride to make it a success.
Again, August 17th is when this is happening. Registration, is it open now?
It is. Registration is available right now on our website, which is thriveflinthills.com. Encourage you to get on there. There's also the brochure, so you can read a little bit more about the ride. We are also looking for volunteers who would like to sit at one of those stops the day of the event. So if you're not a serious cyclist, like I'm certainly not, we can use your help just to provide food and water to the cyclists and just talk to them as they come by your stop. So we're looking for help for that between the hours of 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. So if people had an interest in that, they could certainly reach out to us. Our phone number is 877-376-0032. And you could give us a call. You would want to talk to Susan about that. Susan is our resource coordinator.
All right. And volunteers, not just for that event here, but I know volunteers are needed throughout.
Thrive depends on volunteers. We couldn't operate without it. We have 3 part-time staff that run our program. And between the 3 of us, we are the equivalent of 1 full-time position. So we definitely rely on volunteers to be able to do our work. And the most important volunteers that are involved with our program are allies. So for that, do you mind if I explain a little bit about how Thrive works? Okay, so the people who are coming to us that are struggling financially are called leaders. And it's very intentional language because we want them to lead their own path out of poverty. We're not going to have someone come in and we're going to say, you have to do these 12 things if you want to get out of poverty. We're going to say, what is it that you want to achieve in your life? What is it that are your dreams? What are your goals? And how can we help you achieve those things? So they're called leaders, but they can't do this by themselves. And they're paired up with community volunteers called allies. And those allies are paired with those leaders for a year. They participate two Tuesday nights a month. So the first and third Tuesday of the month, the allies are there with their leader as part of a team. You don't have to do this by yourself. The allies, there's at least two to three of them. So you're always part of a team as you volunteer. And your job really is to be a cheerleader. I think that's the best description I've come up with. I need people who are non-judgmental and willing just to listen to what's going on in their leader's life, but also willing to help cheer when they make success. Even one tiny little step toward their goal is important. And I think so often the leaders that we're working with never hear anyone say, I'm really proud of you. Or that was really great that you saved $5 this week, right? You set that goal that you were going to save $5 and you did it. That was really incredible. That's what I need are people who want to be that cheering presence to help support our leaders as they try to reach their goals.
That must be very important. And, you know, anytime you're criticized, that kind of takes you down a peg here. And so positivity
is just huge. One of the things that we talk about a lot with our leaders is they have negative self-talk. In their heads, they're hearing things that they've heard in their childhood or that they've heard as they've grown up, that they're worthless or that you can't ever achieve your goals. You're never going to make anything of yourself. Those are the kind of things that are happening in their heads on a regular basis. So having someone who can help overcome that by saying to them, wow, you did a really good job. Or maybe you're struggling with what that next step is for your goal. Let me help you figure out what that next step is just huge. That makes a huge difference for people to just have that little bit of support and encouragement.
Now, how long has Thrive been in our community here?
We've been here for 4 years. In that time, we've worked with 35 families who are struggling financially. So we can't help a lot of people. It's not a Band-Aid program. And those are so incredibly important. It's important for people to be able to go to Shepherd's Crossing and get help when they're struggling with their rent, or to be able to get food from Harvesters when they're struggling. But they can help large numbers of people. We don't have that capacity because we're working with people for 2 years. And so we're going to work with a small number of families at a time, but really impact long-term change for those families.
And these families could be diverse. They could have kids.
Right. Or you could be an individual. You don't even have to have a family. I would say families just because that's the majority of the people who've come to us. But we've had some single people who've come as well. People in their 60s who've come to participate that have said, you know, my life hasn't worked for me for a long time and I really want to make change. We've had people that are in their 20s. And in fact, we've had some leaders that are teenagers. Our level for participation to be able to be involved as a leader is 16 and up. So you don't have to even graduated high school yet to come be a leader. And that's been really neat to be able to work with some of those kids that are juniors and seniors in high school and getting ready to move on to other goals in their lives. Maybe the first one in their family to go to college.
Well, it's such an important thing here to be financially, I don't know if smart's the right word, but to get on the right track with your finances.
Well, and so many people don't know about that, right? How often do parents talk to their kids about money? Or do parents understand enough about money to talk to their kids?
Right.
I think that's one of the things that we see across the board. And that's not true of just those who are struggling financially. But many of us who came from middle-class families didn't learn very much about money before we were on our own and trying to decide how to handle our finances. So that is something that we try to focus on is for everybody, not just our leaders, but our allies as well. What is good financial practice? If people have questions about it, we have experts that are involved that can help you understand what is your net worth? Or how do you find out your credit rating and what does that really mean? And what impact does that have on you? Or how do you go about saving money and where can you find ways to save? Those are all pieces that we work on at Thrive.
Budgeting is probably a big part of that.
It is. And you know, a lot of our leaders say, I've never written a budget because I don't have enough money to last the month. So what's the point of writing it down on paper, right? Why should I write down that I don't have enough money to pay all my bills? And that's a problem in Manhattan. People have low wages. Living here is expensive. Housing in particular is very expensive. And so it's difficult for people to have enough money to make it through the month on a single job, single person being paid. Even sometimes a two-parent family has a hard time being able to make it without multiple jobs. And most of our Thrive leaders do work multiple jobs and have still financial struggles to be able to pay for even the basic necessities.
I'm just looking back at a story we wrote here when we had you on last time in May. It said, according to a study done by Thrive, 21.2% of persons in Raleigh County live below the poverty level.
Yes, which is really striking for people. And when I talk to people about that, oftentimes I'll get the, well, it's only K-State students. That's why that number is what it is. Well, there are K-State students that are struggling in poverty as well. I'm so thankful for the Cat's Cupboard on K-State's campus that provides a food bank for K-State students that are struggling. I think as the cost of college has gone up and up and up, it's become more difficult for those people that are in college, and particularly trying to pay for themselves to go to college, to be able to make it. And sometimes they're having to choose between food and paying their rent. And that's really difficult. So yeah, there are K-State students in poverty, but there's also a lot of long-term residents here that are barely making it financially. And it's a struggle.
No question about it here. Let's take a quick time out. Come back with more from Jamie Morris Hardiman. When we return, you're listening to News Radio KMAN.